Thank you for coming. The talk was supposed to be with Besvold, who is sick and who is still here to support me. So I'm going to try to talk about what he wanted to talk about as well. But it's going to be squeezed a bit, so hopefully we can catch up some of the delay. And the title, I'm not sure who came up with that. Was that you, Cinderella? The title about best, how do you define best? Is it when people use it? Is it when it has the most streets on it? OpenStreetMap is in many cases close to being the best, and in some it is. But I'll start with the street names in Kosovo. Once upon a time in Kosovo, there were no street names, or people didn't use them. There were some old Serbian ones, but as you can imagine, they were not very popular. And then there were some that changed very quickly. When people use street names, it would be local names, like, this is the Mark Street, because this is where you went to buy the Deutschmarks, or this is Dubrovnik Hill, because it goes really steep. The OpenStreetMap had names in city centers, but many missing names and missing streets. I have to do on this one. The story starts a year ago here, when I came here and I saw what the Albania community had done with the data it had received from the municipality. Can you see on the screen? Yeah, there's that map that was done showing the streets from the municipality and the buildings. And I thought, that's really clever, and that seems to be relatively easy to do. Maybe we can do the same thing elsewhere. This is a map that you can use in the OpenStreetMap editors when you're editing in Tirana. And there's another one that shows the bus lines. So I thought, let's find some data from Kosovo. And the Kosovo Cadastre Agency is going through a process of defining street names and addresses for all of Kosovo. Often people didn't have a house number, things we take for granted in some countries. And still, if you go to some parts of Kosovo where this hasn't been done, it's just, go to the house where Besvold lives. And so we went to them as Flosk, which is a bit like Open Labs in Albania. It supports open source projects in Kosovo. We said, this is what we want to do, and can you please help us with some data? And at first they were a bit like, do we like this? And then when they understood that that this would help drive the usage of the new street name, that people would start seeing the street names on all the maps, then they were very enthusiastic. And in January they said, here are all the streets we have and all the addresses we have for most of the municipalities of the country. In some municipalities it's been completely double, triple checked, and so the quality is very good. And in others, it's simply what has been sent in from the municipalities, and they're still working on it. It's an ongoing project, so it's quite exciting. And so 4 months after, this is our friend Ayanet from Flosk, who is signing the deal with KCA, the director on the left. And so 4 months later, we received all that data, and it was in a geographic projection that is specific to Kosovo, and it was, you couldn't directly open it in OpenStreetMap tools. So we did a conversion into something that could be used in the regular tools. We made a web map. And then we were kind of at the same state as Tirana, and we thought, what else can we do? We did, all the names were in uppercase, because they use that data to make the street signs, and the street signs are in all uppercase. So we needed for OpenStreetMap to turn a name that was in all uppercase to kind of understand a bit, like the example that Lidja presented, the E is in, correct me if I'm wrong, is in lowercase, even though it's the first letter of the thing. Or if you have symbols like Uchika or K4, that's going to be in uppercase. So we have a few rules that go through the all the names, and we convert that into something. But sometimes we find little corrections, and we just rerun the whole thing another time. We then took what we got from the humanitarian sector, the task manager, and it gives you a small box, and it says, this is the box where you're working. And then you do the tracing of all the streets from the data in that area. We're very thankful to the Swiss community for that, because they let us use their tasking manager. Then we made lists to compare. Like, if you take an OpenStreetMap extract, you can take all the streets and take all the names, and you get a list. And you take the data on the other side, you get another list. And then you look, you discard everything that is the same on both sides, because that's already done. But you find streets that are only on one side, that are then missing in OpenStreetMap, or that are only on the other side, that are extra on OpenStreetMap. Or you find ones, and that's my favorite part, you find the similar ones, like with a typo, or with a tiny letter. I use the Levenshtein distance, which measures the number of changes you would have to do to a piece of text to find another piece of text. So very similar text, and it finds those. And then we also did, since we could calculate the missing streets, we made a map of those, which people can, you know, zoom in and know there's a missing street, and you can click on edit. And vector tiles that you could then directly load in the ID editor, and we're thankful Mapbox, the company Mapbox, helped us host those to show in the editors. And then we had all that. We did how many mapathons? Three?
Three or four,
yeah. In total, more than 25 people actively mapped and validated tasks in the tasking manager. So this is the missing map, a screenshot from this morning. 85% of the area is marked as done, which is, it's true, but it doesn't give you the whole picture, because some parts are outside of the borders, so those were quickly marked as done. The mountains were very quickly marked as done, because, hey, no streets, done. And some municipalities in the north haven't participated in the program yet for the street names, so those were marked as done. So we still have that whole plane that goes kind of from prison to, is that Paya? There's a lot of work to be done there, and you have the address there. If you please come and help us. We went back to the cadastre just a few days ago to say, hey, we've done this, and this is how far we are. And they were really happy. They were like, oh, you've done all this already. And we gave them some corrections to the data. We found some typos or small things like that from things that had not been validated yet. But this doesn't mean the quality was bad. The quality was very good of their data. But everyone's human and everyone makes typos sometimes. And this is the value that we added, that we had a look at everything a second time and spotted some improvements we could make. And the canister also told us the company TomTom, the GPS company, they received the same data 1 month before us. They haven't done anything with it. So they were surprised that we had done this much already and had feedback to give to them already when the commercial ones had been asleep. When we were there, we said, it would be interesting to get this extra data, like all the administrative borders and more imagery. And we have a verbal agreement that this would be good, and let's put it in writing. So hopefully we're going to get that soon for use in the editors. They have excellent imagery, like 10 centimeters a pixel, I think, in the cities. It's amazing. We're going to keep working with the canister. We have a good collaboration with them. You know, it's good to have a complete map like that, but what you see in the actual results, the result is that the map is being used. This is the newborn sculpture, symbol, the national statue of Kosovo, and right in front of it you see a map on a totem, and the map is OpenStreetMap, telling you where to go in the city. The tourist map of the city, when you go to the tourist office, you get a map that's made with OpenStreetMap and Mapismatic to turn into PDF. And then the colors got changed a bit, but it's based on OpenStreetMap. So we're seeing more and more people use OpenStreetMap, which is quite exciting. We're not deciding now, Corner, that it's the best map. People we don't even know are deciding it's the best map because they're using it. Something I'm quite excited about, the application Maps.me gets used quite a lot in Kosovo, but it hasn't had an update of the maps since we did all the mapathons. So when the next update comes, there's going to be a massive drop of, big improvements, street names, all the streets that were missing that we've now added. So that's going to be quite exciting. I wonder if I'm going to start seeing people just using Maps.me, and I did that. And we're always looking for new reusers. Like, there's festivals in the summer that do maps. Like, there's a big festival in Brisbane, and maybe OpenStreetMap can be the map for that. Then what's next? So we've got...
you can add that in Tuesday we have a meeting with Pristina Municipality again to request more data from Pristina Municipality and maybe make the second edition of this one.
Yeah, did people at the back hear that? That Flosk is meeting with the Municipality of Pristina as well to try to get more data. We're hoping to get buildings, I think, building geometries. The 15% left to map, again, there's the address. You can open it on your phones and come and map this evening. Quality checks, because, many people map and sometimes people have less experience and they forget to connect one road to another or small things like that. So to make the map really usable, there's a few of the volunteers who are running, going through the quality tools and checking that the map is okay. Comparing geometries is going to be a big one, because we've just checked if a street is missing with the name, but we haven't checked, like on this map, can you see from the back, the ones in red are missing and the ones in green are on OpenStreetMap. So there's a Belgian project that did this, and I'm hoping that we will be able to do this for Kosovo. We did nothing with the addresses yet. Addresses are not being used a lot in Kosovo yet, and there's about 1,000 in the database already. So we have to look, what are the ones that are in the database already, and then import all the rest. But I wanted to get the streets done first, because that's good to validate the addresses as well. More data, as Bethford said, we're seeing the municipality on Tuesday, and maybe more data from the cadaster, and from, who knows, maybe we find more data elsewhere. And maybe this is something, the comparing, making a map of the missing streets, maybe that's something that can be done in Tirana as well, I don't know. And also going to report all the geometry errors we found to KCA, get updates from KCA on the data. We said we would do that about twice a year, to, you know, they are working on their side, we're working on our side, and they give us an update. And finally, the big news is that Bestfort and Flosk are organizing an OpenStreetMap conference for it's not called the Balkans, it's Southeastern Europe. That way everyone feels, oh, this could be me. And it's going to be in the old K4 camp in Prizren. So it's just like being on a summer camp in Germany with better IVA.
Yeah.
And the dates are in late October. The organization is just starting. So you're looking for volunteers?
Not really right now. The first thing that we want is to have the money first, and then we can run out for volunteers. And in Kosovo, it's not really hard to find volunteers, but it's really hard to find the money to sponsor. So the first thing, we are concentrated in the money, and then we will look for yeah.
Right. I'm curious to see what the future will bring for the map, and hope that many people will start using it. Thank you.